In 2003, Ghana had a new labor law that many thought would help address frequent workers' complaints. But 4 years later, the country's workers, especially those in the public sector, say the government has been unable to meet their demand for better working conditions. The result is protests and consistent threats of strikes, the latest being health workers, excluding doctors. The group has declared a nationwide indefinite strike, despite government's threat to withhold the workers' salaries. Health workers group leader Raymond Tete says the government has failed to address employees' concerns after several months of negotiations.
It's taken us 15 months. I think we've had enough with exercise stations. It would be difficult for me to say that they should return immediately to work, whilst I have nothing or the leadership has nothing to present to them.
Also on Monday, officials of Ghana's premier teaching hospital, Kolebu Teaching Hospital in Accra, dismissed all 90 junior house doctors for embarking on a four-day strike. Other recent labor actions include a two-day protest last week by Central Bank employees demanding better working conditions. The deputy head of the Ghana Trade Unions Congress, Kofi Asamoah, blames the government, the country's biggest employer, for the labor instability.
Yeah, there's been a lot of strikes, particularly in the public sector. There's been a lot of strikes, and it has to do with income disparities. Income disparities, particularly where government went on its own way to increase the salaries of health sector workers without recourse to the procedures, and also without the recourse that there is a salary structure for all public sector employees. That anomaly has really created a lot of problems.
Asamoah also says most of the problems in the public sector are due to government's inability to properly handle industrial relation issues. He says the government has been fumbling even more than other employers.
The government machineries don't have well-qualified human resources to deal with the human relations there. Because there have been situations where, by the dictates of the law, workers will have to formally inform government as the employer on what to do. And the government machinery sometimes, treat those requests with contempt. You realize that letters are written, replies don't even come as expected. You can agree with me that when such situations erupt, definitely there will be a labor unrest.
Thousands of placard-carrying workers took part in processions throughout the principal streets of Accra and workers rally at the country's Independence Square to mark the day. FM Duvi for VOA News, Accra.